Mad Marv's Notebook for August 7th. Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. This is my second try at recording this. My first try was earlier today, and there's so much wind when I brought it into Audacity, I couldn't hear anything that I said. So anyway, the big news is still about Hurricane Isel. People it's been very amusing how people have been treating it. Heard earlier this morning, a coworker who went to a supermarket before coming into the office saw a fistfight break out over a flashlight from two people coming out of the market, and hear about bottled water getting sold out everywhere, except for the bottled water companies, the ones that make the big containers you put on a drinking fountain. Those guys have so much water, it's rare. They say no limits, usual prices, and you see other mom and pop stores gouging people. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff that got announced for tomorrow. All of the closures, all schools, governments are shutting down. Pretty much all events for the weekend are probably going to be canceled, and bunch of other miscellaneous announcements about shelters and whatnot. And because it was such a nice day out around noontime, because this is all happening tomorrow, the earliest shelter opening isn't until 10 p.m., I decided to go to the beach and check it out. Normally during the summer, I do like to go down to the beach. It's only about a 15-minute walk from my office. And today it was really empty. Really empty considering it's the summer. The parking lot was maybe a third full. There were the usual joggers. There were there's one pair of a bride and groom getting their wedding photos done at the park. There's joggers, exercise people, the usual people who just walk around the park, not just the homeless. And no tourists, nobody doing picnics or anything. It was all overcast, but it wasn't... there was an occasional drizzle, but it wasn't storming, even though it looked like it could be on the horizon. The sky was, it was all low-hanging clouds, but through the holes in the clouds, you could see the high altitude clouds getting pinkish and orangish from the sunset. It would have been a really beautiful sunset if it weren't for all the low-hanging clouds. And I think I took one picture of it, and I didn't get much else out of the outing. I went there specifically because the south-facing shores should have gotten some really nice waves because of the storm just to the east of us. And I know that the surfers would be paying attention to it. And I did see 40 or 50 surfers out there. The waves weren't really noteworthy, maybe 4 to 5 feet. And they were still too far offshore for me to get any really good pictures of them with the lens I have. But I tried anyway. I don't think I'm going to end up publishing any of those. Those are still little dots on the screen as far as I'm concerned. But other than that, everyone's just kind of waiting for the storm to happen. It's coming through the Big Island right now. I think it made a bullseye on the Big Island, and it's going to pass about 100 miles to the south of Oahu. And then the hurricane that's following up behind them, Hurricane Julio, that one's projected to pass over and to the north of the island chain, but within 100 or 200 miles. So still going to feel some kind of effect from that hurricane. So this whole weekend looks like it's going to be shot, but next week might be okay weather-wise. So I guess there isn't really that much news yet. I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. I've been really itching to try and get more lightning photos. I haven't had there hasn't been the right conditions for me to get any lightning photos in the past 2 years. And it's really hard to find the right conditions and be in the right place to get good photos of lightning. Lucky time I got some photos back in 2012. There was a lot more lightning I could have shot, but I didn't end up having the camera pointed in the right way a lot of the time. I was hoping to make up for that on the next one, but I've been waiting 2 years now. So anyway, I think I've been gabbering on for about 5 minutes now. I'll talk to you tomorrow.